Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:44, 16 till 7 Thursday morning. That's the time of week where around these parts we talk to Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, and always learn something new. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. At Port Strike is off for now, so that's a very good thing. You know, harvest is going very well. We've got some beautiful weather. And I can tell you what, we dodged a bullet with Milton.
Oh, Mike.
We really did.
Man, let me tell you, I was watching last night and I was just praying for the people in Florida and thinking and looking at all the tornadoes that spun off and everything else and the rain and thinking how disastrous that could have been for us.
Yes, yes. And if you're especially on the right on the heels of Helena, you know, and I've been reaching out to my counterparts, I tell you, we used to think when we got to October 1st, look, you could let your guard down, but that's not the case anymore. We're going to have to really be prepared. And if you look at this storm, that's one of the most powerful storms in recorded history. You know, it jumped up. It was a, you know, from, went from, you know, just a tropical storm to a major hurricane in just a few hours, up to 110 miles an hour. And then it got to a 3, then a 4, then a 5. And it hit the coast, you know, at least a 3, moving at about 8 miles an hour. So I tell you, they're probably looking at $100 billion plus dollars in insurance damages. And there's going to be some real challenges in Florida, real challenges. And so, you know, we're going to have to really pay close attention to that. And one of the things, a lot of people didn't evacuate, you know. And so that's what happened with Katrina. People didn't leave. And when it's time to go, we got to remember, it's time to go. So complacency is not our friend. Now is the time we also need to be thinking about if you're going to start, you know, getting that generator for next year, start getting all that done and do it properly. That's a big deal. You know, the thing about getting a generator, a 4, 5, or 6 kW generator and how you say reverse wiring it into the system of your house, that's bad. That's is not a good thing.
No.
You know, so get it done professionally where it's safe, and it's safe not only for you, but for the lineman. And
yeah,
do it right.
For people that don't know, if you do that wrong, you can kill a lineman that's trying to restore your power.
Absolutely.
I just want to throw that in. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's a way that we do it that is sort of like, you know, the Boudreaux and Thibodeau type of way.
Yeah, that,
you know, and I'm not picking Boudreaux and Thibodeau.
No, I understand.
Because I can, you know, but you really shouldn't do that. They make, you know, very good transfer switches, and you can get a professional electrician to hook it up right.
And the other thing, Mike, house generators, the natural gas powered ones, you got to make sure that that's why it's important to have a professional do it, to make sure that the system can provide what you need, right? Didn't they have a problem with that?
That's exactly right. If you have low voltage, you'll burn up the appliances in your house. You know, so what they do, they come out and they look at your wiring, you know, and they look at your meter pan and your fuse panel, your breaker box. You should be a breaker box. If you got an old fuse panel, you need to go ahead and change that out too. And then they'll put either an automatic or a manual transfer switch. But then they're going to measure the amount of electricity that you need. And then you buy the generator with a little more capacity than what you need. And then it's hooked up properly. And the other thing about those generators, number one, remember, they all have engines. So you've got to make sure you have the oil, that they are, you know, everything is done. Because what you don't want is when the storm hits, it doesn't crank, you know, it runs out of oil. So there's some things that go with it. But I can tell you, it's become a necessity now, you know, the whole house generator.
Mike, let me ask you about foreign seafood, because we talked about Pat Connick last week about the festival that where they found 4 out of 5 of the stuff that was being passed off at a seafood festival
shrimp
was
and
actually
festival.
Yeah, go ahead, talk about that if you will.
Yes, that was shrimp and petroleum festival, and as soon as that happened, I got a call from Senator Mike Feazey, or Feazey, Big Mike they call him, and Pat Connick and I are also very close friends, and I've been talking to the Shrimp Association and others about that. And that particular authority to enforce that falls under health and hospitals. And so, you know, there's a lot of discussion of what's going on. I think you're going to see some legislation this year coming in, you know, on that particular subject matter to ramp up our ability to, one, to test, to look at the records, and then do something about it, you know. And what's happening in other, for instance, at the Strawberry Festival, there was a vendor that was selling, had imported strawberries from California. Well, they were asked to leave and banned for 3 years from coming back. In this particular case, if you sell foreign seafood, specifically catfish, shrimp, or crawfish, and you label it as Louisiana, it's from a foreign country, the fine starts at $500. There's a fine. There's a mechanism for that, and we need to ramp up enforcement. We also, and we talked about that DNA test and the fact that, we also, if we're going to do enforcement, you know, and I'm talking about government-type enforcement, like we do with labels or weights and measures, then we need to make sure we get an accredited test that will stand up in the courts and then add that to the repertoire of what we are doing. The labeling laws that were passed by the legislature, and then my department has been charged with enforcement of those labeling laws, that will begin on or about the 20th of January. The law goes into effect on the 1st of January, but the rules that we have to write and publish, and they go into effect on about the 20th of January. And what basically what it says is that if that package of imported crawfish or shrimp is designed to where it is deceiving, where you think it has, quote, Louisiana heritage in it, there's got to be a sign on the front. If it's made in China, made in Mexico, made in India, whatever, at least in a 30 font count on the front, clearly legible. And if not, then there are significant fines and stop orders.
But I would also suggest, Mike, before we take a break here, that the consumer do their due diligence before they just throw it in the shopping cart and thoroughly go through that. You know what? Let me take the break. You pick it up when we come back. All right, about the ways that the consumer can make sure that this is from Louisiana. Mike Strain, our guest, department, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Man, this angers me. Again, people that lie and fake stuff and make you believe that it's from Louisiana, and then you turn it over and look in a little bitty fine print on the back, and you see that it's from Indonesia. More when we come back, 6:51.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Till 7, 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker. Quickly back to Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, talking about mislabeled seafood that, as Pat Connick said, Mike, our mutual friend, exploits and, what's the word I'm thinking of, takes Louisiana culture and puts it on a label, but then you got to go turn it over in the back and look in a little bitty fine print to see that it's not from Louisiana.
Well, that's what we're changing.
Yes, sir.
That's what their bills change, and it's going to be on the front. It's going to be in 30-count font, and it would say made in whatever, made China, made Mexico, or what, a product of, said product of India. And it's got to be on the front. If it's not, then we're going to put a stop order on it, and the fine is pretty significant. It's, you know, it starts off at, you know, at over $500, and I think some of them ramp up to in the many thousands of dollars. And so there are 60 companies. We've contacted all of them and said, this is the law, and it's going into effect in January. And so, please, so, you know, if you're going to import seafood, you're going to have it on the front, you know, if there's any way that it looks like it is deceiving. But still, whatever you buy, look for that certified Louisiana logo. Look for that first. Look for that, and look for that on the front of the package. Read your packages, and you know, if whatever you buy, if you become accustomed to buying it, you know, make sure that you're buying the right product. And if it looks too cheap, something's wrong. Something is wrong, and then you need to look at that. But it's up to each and every one of us. As well, as we say, you ask before you eat. And the only way we're going to grow and help our shrimp industry and our crawfish and our catfish and all of that is that we eat our own domestic seafood. And not only that, it's delicious. It's incredible. And we have to make sure that we support our local industries.
Mike, what's going on with the Farm Bill?
Nothing. That's the problem. It is just stuck. I'll be at Farm Bureau today. That we've been promised they would pass this farm bill. The farm bill, they've had 2 years to pass this, and now they're kicking it down the road. Now, some of the things, you know, the disaster provisions and the nutrition provisions will continue without the farm bill being renewed, but many provisions will end at the end of this year. So, in other words, and I'm not talking about their fiscal year, I'm talking about on December the 31st, and now they're saying they're going to kick it to the next Congress. That's a new Congress. Mm-hmm. The farm bill is only 1% of the federal budget. They need to get there. They need to sit down and go to work and pass that farm bill. They need to get to where they are passing legislation and dealing with the issues and not kicking it to the agencies. And so we need a farm bill. We need it now. It's a roadmap to the greatest industry in Louisiana and the greatest industry in America.
Well, yeah, I hope you know Mike Johnson. Give him a call. He's the speaker. Maybe he can help you out. Steve Scalise.
I know Mike Johnson.
Very powerful people,
right? I know them all. That's exactly. I know them all, and the time is now. You know, and all the infighting in Washington has got to stop.
Mike, I know you're a very talented and very beloved veterinarian, and along those lines, I know there's a new member of the Strain family, is there not?
Yes, Hootie. Hootie came home Sunday. Hootie is a 9.5-week-old female basset hound. I tell you, Hootie has hit the lottery. She came in and looked at her. I said, man, I like it here. And so, that dog is going to live a great life, and she's really sweet. You know, and nothing makes your day better than a puppy. So
my
wife told me, Hootie slept in your spot last night. I said, what?
Hootie, your Powerball ticket has come in. You landed with the Strain family.
I guarantee you, she has service. She goes to the clinic every day, and all the technicians and receptionists pet her and love up on her. So when you see my wife going down the road and you see these big ears in the other seat, that's Hootie going for a ride every day.
Thank you, Doc. Congratulations. Enjoy Hootie. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.